Sorry, but I got to start by asking, what's tougher, not playing the way you wanted, John Deere, or having to sit through Cubs games?
that's an equal disappointing display. But I definitely am taking a few good things going into the British. You know, I'm trying to really focus on that. I wanted to play well here, but it just wasn't meant to be. So it's been a nice week with my family. I've had a lot of Whitey's ice cream no complaints. I'll go see some friends in Chicago for a few nights, and it'll be fine. So
tell us about your thoughts about the British Open. Always exciting to play in a major championship. I know you were right there, almost behind Phil at the PGA, and you got to be ready for one of those again.
Yep. It is a different level of everything. Everything gets elevated. The adrenaline, the crowds, the golf course. I did play there in 2011. I loved it. I think I know more developed golfer than I was then, and more mature, and kind of know what they're going to throw at us. And so it'll be very weather dependent, and as all opens are, and I'm really looking forward to it.
How hard will it be to work through maybe some of the shall we say pandemic restrictions? I know some of the guys have been a little upset and outspoken about it.
Yeah, it is what it is. You know, we're all in the same deal. We're on the same boat, and just it's a heck of a lot better than not having a championship. So someone will go home with that claret jug, and they won't be that upset or remember how many the fact that you had to eat dinner at the golf course. We'll get over that just fine.
Where would you say your game is? I know a couple of weeks ago you were at Hartford. I know one of your favorite places, and even that week probably didn't go the way you wanted it.
Yeah, you know, I did shoot 67 the first round. Just didn't make anything the second day, and then hit in the water and got a kind of a wind gust on 17 and hit in the water. It's kind of just a fluky round. So honestly, I was pretty tired. I played 9 out of 11 weeks, and so we were able to go to Cape Cod for a few days, Lake Geneva for a few days, and then I wanted to kind of get rolling again here, and that didn't quite go as planned. But I'm gonna go see, like I said, see some buddies, go practice out of Black Sheep. Of course, I'm a member at it in Chicago, and we'll figure it out. It's not far off, I'll say that.
I remember talking to you at Crooked Stick in 2012, and you said that you really pushed yourself to try to make that Ryder Cup team at Medina that year, and you said, I probably did some things that, looking back on it, maybe I shouldn't have done, played too many tournaments or something. You didn't fall into that again this year? Were you pushing hard to get to Whistling Straits?
Well, I still feel a monster British Open and a good FedEx run, but I could still get there. But I'm going to take 2 weeks off after the British. I think that'll be important for me to put them down for a little bit. I've played a ton this last 3 months. And the good part of that is you tend to get in the flow as far as you can score well. But as soon as your body hits that kind of wall, which at 42 happens, you need to kind of get home and recharge. I think I've been home 4 nights in 9 weeks. So it's been a good problem because I've gotten into tournaments that I wouldn't have necessarily gotten into, like getting into the PGA, getting into the U.S. Open, not having to do the qualifier. You look back, there's maybe one tournament I wish I hadn't done, but it's you try and make the best decision you can with what you have in front of you. And I've played a lot, but I feel fortunate and blessed to play the PGA Tour. And so playing good tournaments out here is always a good thing.
And I ask you, a lot of the guys approach I know it's technically not over, but shall we say the heat of the pandemic time in different ways to keep sharp and be ready for when things really kind of geared up again. What did you do during that time to kind of keep your game going?
A ton of family time, as we all did. We were fortunate in Phoenix. The weather was perfect. You know, I was home March, April, May, which is the best time to be there, which normally is time I'm on the road a lot. So I got to play a bunch at Silverleaf and Whisper Rock and take my son Rhett, who started getting into golf a fair amount with me. And then with a few weeks, you know, when we knew it was a go at Colonial, with a few weeks to go, I started practicing hard. But it was awesome, to be honest. Phoenix was at first pretty relaxed, didn't have a ton of cases. They got hit more in the wintertime, and that was tough. And the kids kind of had to come home from school on mama, you know, and let alone being not by herself for the most part at home, but then having to have the kids at home full time was tough too. But as most everyone in the country was, you know, it was tough in the world. And so it was tough for everybody. But I played nicely last year, I played nicely this year, and hopefully keep it going.
How much do you tinker with your equipment? Any new Tim Clark product in the bag?
Not really. I'm going to get the new V8s in after the British. These irons have lasted me a good year and a half, which I usually switch every year, but I've just loved these V6s for the last 18 months. I haven't been able to get them out of my bag, but for the most part, that's been a stay. My FG Tour wedges and my V6 irons are rock solid, and you know, consistently top 20, top 30 out here in ball striking, and I think those irons have a lot to do with that.